This is a CKTZ News Update. Dave Ives took over as chief of the Cortez Island Fire Department in July. His top priority is to sign up more volunteers and says no experience is necessary. He adds that attrition and conditions during the pandemic have caused ranks to dwindle, and he's concerned.
Super anxious. We haven't done a full court press, a full recruitment drive in hyperdrive since the year prior to COVID. So between that off year and 2 years of COVID, the numbers are starting to dwindle a bit from just speaking and showing off some of our equipment to some of the people out here today at a bit of a fundraiser event, and stated that although sometimes it's hard to find budget for equipment, in the long run, the signing equipment shows up, but if there's not bums to go in the seats, feet to go in the boots, then we can't do the work that the island expects from the fire department.
And roughly how many recruits are you seeking?
That's a trick question. I would like to see 24 new recruits, which apparently I realize is ambitious, but apparently is not something that others think we can manage, but I think we can do it on this island, especially with such a long reprieve. But a dozen for sure. We're very short on our staff and we need to reload our ranks.
Has that caused any problems in terms of responses to calls?
No, so far the men and women that volunteer for Cortez Fire have kept it together and are making strong responses, professional responses, giving it their all. The concern is, what if a bunch of people go away on holidays? What if a station or an area is taken out of effect? Or frankly, just volunteer burnout when the same dozen people do everything. And these are the same dozen people that are generally community minded and are volunteering for a million different other things too. If we burn them out, then we'll be in a bad place.
And just finally, Dave, what can you summarize what people will receive in their...
Yeah, you have two options with this year, which I'm very proud of and very excited with. There's the classic volunteer firefighter, help your community, help your neighbor process, where we train you up to what's called the British Columbia Playbook, exterior level firefighter. That requires a commitment of Tuesday nights and one Thursday per month. That Thursday per month is where we test your skills and your knowledge to make sure that you're safe, because everybody goes home safe on our crews. The alternative, which is new, first time ever on Cortez, we're putting together a full fire college program that successfully completed students, members, will earn their Pro Board, internationally accredited and internationally accepted standards as a professional firefighter. Okay. So that gives an opportunity for our people or our members here to serve the community and exchange, get something that might help them move ahead in their careers.
Yeah. Now, you have quite a background yourself in firefighting.
Yeah, I started as a volunteer in a small hamlet that is much smaller than Manson's. I was joking with Bertha about that yesterday.
Okay.
When they joke about downtown Manson's, downtown Manson's is way bigger than the hamlet of Rich Valley, Alberta, which is where I started. Rich Valley's got a church. In the hamlet itself, it's got a church, it's got a fire station, it's got a community hall, and about six houses.
And that's where your career in firefighting began?
That's where it began. Okay. So I'm very accustomed to the rural roots.
Yeah.
I've been a volunteer most of my life in one form or another. And even when I went into pro side of things, I've always, with the exception of one job, they've all been at very least composite, if not fully volunteer fire.
I said one more thing, but things keep coming up. Dave, here's another thing. Do you have any sense, just in terms of the number of calls this year, how it's been compared, and the severity of what you've had to respond to compared to past years?
The call numbers as a whole are, this year, we're trending downwards. I think that's a cool spring, and it hasn't been that dry of a summer. So the wildfire side hasn't perked up our numbers, thank goodness. The last structure fire was last December, I believe. And structure fires actually make up the smallest number of call outs as a percentage of any fire department, whether you're downtown Vancouver, maybe not downtown, but the whole Vancouver Fire Department or what have you. So it's public service calls, motor vehicle incidents, wildfire, urban interface are big calls. And something that we're very proud of, finally to have got off the ground, is Cortez Fire Department has executed its agreement with the regional district to provide medical first response. Some people may not know that this island only has one ambulance in the whole island. And sometimes that ambulance isn't even here because it's off transporting patients.
Yeah.
So now, moving forward, as soon as we can make contact with the coordinator, because the ink's dry and the money's been sent, we just need to get in touch with the first responder coordinator from BC Ambulance. Now you'll know for sure you got a fire truck coming. And on that comes really dedicated people and that have the training to help people out.
And understand the recruitment deadline is September 1st?
Yes, it's time. I've been floating all over the island, handing out things and putting up posters, and your radio station has helped promote. We're past the are you interested stage, and now we're on the sign on the dotted line and we'll see you.
Okay.
So the 1st of September is the deadline. Our first meet and greet is the 6th of September, and away we go.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.